The following story contains an anti-Semitic trope that's used by police officers to describe the process where senior cops look after and take care of newer members of the force to the exclusion of others. It did not offer this context as originally aired.
In order to get promoted to sergeant and above, you have to take a civil service test.
It always seemed to us back then that the boss's kids were always really super smart because they all seemed to do really well on the test.
Howard Keith Belfield retired in 2007 as a detective and was president of the Suffolk Guardians, a fraternal organization for black police officers. What Belfield eventually found out was that there are private study groups for these tests.
In order to get into these private study groups, you had to know somebody.
What makes these study groups so helpful is that they have the answers to the civil service tests.
There are some guys who were pretty good test takers, guys that went around and they took other tests throughout the state and kind of memorized answers and stuff and put it together. And then they had classes, but it was only, you know, certain people got into the classes. Everybody couldn't get into the classes.
Both current and former officers interviewed by WSHU confirmed the existence of this stored bank of answers to the civil service tests. Sharing such material is actually a misdemeanor. Belfield explains that it's not as if black officers are purposefully excluded from these groups. It's that getting in requires what some cops we talked to called a hook, or what others phrased as someone who can make the phone ring. Belfield calls this the rabbi system.
Guys had rabbis, you know, the chief who liked you, or, you know, someone that you were related to, or a neighbor of, or, you know.
He says this system is self-perpetuating. When all the high-ranking officers go to the same barbecues or the same church, they promote people who look like them. He says this is how former chief of police James Burke got away with years of indiscretion. Burke served 3 years in prison for beating a suspect and covering it up.
How did he make it through from PO to chief of department without having some type of rabbi, a hook, to keep them from firing him? But he was able to get away with it. That's the rabbi system right there, man. That's the hook. That's the big hook. You know, black officers, you know, we would talk about stuff that we'd hear that, you know, white officers get jammed up for this or that, and that we'd be fired for that. These guys, they can get away with it, man, you know.
As recently as 2019, evidence of this rabbi system went public when Detective Sergeant Jeffrey Walker, vice president of the Suffolk Guardians, went before the county legislature to complain that he was passed over for a promotion.
I went for an interview and I was told that, you know, the way it is, Jeff, you know, politics, you're not getting the job.
The promotion Walker sought was offered to the nephew of the chief of detectives. Following inquiries from the Department of Justice and after the legislature hired a special prosecutor, the promotion was rescinded. Police Commissioner Geraldine Hart declined numerous requests for an interview for this story. For over a week, a department spokesperson said WSHU's questions and requests for information were being, quote, worked on. Ultimately, our questions were never answered. Back in 2019, Hart told the legislature that promotions are never political.
The police department has made a concerted effort to change the way promotions are awarded to ensure that a merit-based system is in place.
She went on to say that the department has significantly boosted opportunities to minority officers.
We have seen a steady increase of minority transfers into specialized commands with the highest number in 2018, and we are on pace to break that in 2019.
Statistics still show police brass as overwhelmingly white. There are 395 white officers above the rank of detective. There are 30 that are not white, and of those, 4 are black.
The police commissioner could want to make it happen, but if the county exec, if the legislators don't want it to happen, it ain't going to happen.
Retired Detective Howard Keith Belfield says the department has had people telling it for years that things were unfair. Some of those people are now on a state-mandated reform task force that should be issuing recommendations in the coming days. Charles Lane, WSHU News.
WSHU regrets that it did not provide the appropriate context to this important story. We will follow up with another story on how this racist trope was used as a label to a system of systemic racism within the police department and our own blind spot.